B-Pod Studios.
Earlier today with Gargano and Martinez.
I don't know how in the world you can let him play if there was any kind of knee soreness. And again, how do you not connect the dots? We're not dopes. Like, how do you not connect the dots? All of a sudden, he plays, now he hurt. Oh, it hurts from just multiple levels. It hurts because you're trying to get these guys to play together. Like, the big man needs to be on the court.
That show recap was brought to you by Dietz and Watson. Try their all-new Dietz Nuts Protein Pack Savory Sausage Snack. Learn more at DietzandWatson.com.
All right. And by the way, you can join me tonight, 6 to 7, broadcast live from the Sportsbook and Parks Casino on Street Road in Bensalem. Bet with the best, the Sportsbook and Parks Casino, Pennsylvania's number one casino. Scotty in the Northeast, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Scott Tay, what do you say, buddy?
What's up, man?
Heal me, man. Heal me.
Well, I don't know if I can heal you, but I can tell you one thing. The Sports Illustrated Jinx is alive and well.
Oh, I forgot about it. I'm staring at the cover. It's right in the studio. I look at Andrew's face, and to the left of it is the cover.
It's alive and well, right?
That freaking Sports Illustrated curse.
It's unbelievable. And you remember that scene in The Godfather, Frankie Pantangelo, when he sat in front of the Senate, his brother walked in?
Yeah, it's a great scene.
That's what Embiid needs. He needs somebody to reel him in and stop going after balls in the stands when they're up 30. Stop, you know, with on the stage rapping and dancing and taking his shirt off. And he has to be reeled in, Ant. He really does. Like, he's on the stage Saturday night rapping and dancing and partying and doing his thing. And then when it comes time to play ball, he can't do it. I mean, it's almost like...
I know. It's a bad look. See, one of the attributes that he has that I love about him, Scott, is that he's got a thirst and a zeal for life. Right? Like, he's enjoying every second of where he's at in life.
That's great, but he's getting that thirst and zeal from life from playing basketball.
I know.
And if he can't play, that thirst and zeal is going to be gone. Who's the guy that we got from the Lakers, the center who was bowling and he couldn't play?
Bynum, Keith.
I mean, I would never complain. Andrew, I would never compare him to Bynum, but, you know, like, he's doing everything else, but he can't play this week, and then he plays in the All-Star game. He needs somebody to literally, stare him in the eye, like a father figure, somebody to go, Joel, when you're up 30, you can't dive into the stands for the ball. I understand you want to hustle, and I understand, you know, you haven't been playing only for about 6-7 years, and you love to play. But if you want to play for another 15 years, you got to control yourself, bro. You got to control yourself.
I hear you. I hear you. I mean, you know, you bring up a fair point, Scott. You really do, buddy. You know, I love the fact that Embiid has this great zeal for life. Like, he loves being Joel Embiid. He does, man. Loves being at the All-Star game. Loves being around the All-Stars. You know, dancing on stage. Like, that's... And he should. Like, I don't want to be some curmudgeon that's telling this kid not to enjoy himself. Like, you should be able to enjoy yourself. You know, go down there and, you know, beat a bell on a ball and you know, fly on private jets and do what you got to do. God, you know, listen, you're in a lucky... I do think he appreciates where he's at in life and says, hey, you know, I just want to live it to its fullest. But Scott brings up a good point. You need somebody in there to say, yo, dude, that knee ain't not feeling well. Dial it back. Dial it back, Andrew.
I got your Nationals depth chart. Do you want that?
Yeah, all right. Go ahead.
All right, so catcher, Kurt Suzuki.
All right.
Not the best hitting catcher, but...
No, he's a decent...
Calls a good game.
He does. He does.
He's some good years with the Athletics.
He's not JT.
No.
Go ahead.
Ryan Zimmerman at first.
Zim versus Reese.
Brian Dozier.
All right, Dozier.
And they also...
Oh, they got Brian Dozier from the Twins.
And they have Howie Kendrick as the backup, so that's pretty... pretty
well,
good backup.
I forgot
to have.
About Dozier. That's yeah. actually a really good signing.
Nice pickup to have. Third base, Anthony Rendon, of course, who's a stud.
Trey Turner, sure.
Trey Turner's the guy that you were thinking of. He's the speedster. Soto in left field. Victor yeah. Robles in center.
These things, yeah.
And Adam Eaton in right. Not the Adam Eaton that the Phillies once had.
Right. No, I mean the lefty. So the outfield's a little weak. I mean, but if Bryce goes back there, that
Eaton's not a bad ball player. You could. I know. Harper's been moved around all over the place. Left. He's played left. He's played center. He's played right.
No, but what happens is Robles gets put to the bench.
Yeah, you put Harper in center.
Or you Eaton can play center.
Or you can play center. Now you got a pretty good outfield.
Damn. When you look at that.
Which outfield would you rather have? Soto, Harper, and Eaton? Or Nick Williams? Odubel Herrera? And yeah, McCutchen?
Here's the problem is that, Gene Segura is nice. But when they get Dozier, that's the same guy. Dozier can hit. And that's a formidable lineup.
And then
their rotation.
And you add Scherzer, Strasburg, yeah. Corbin.
Well, sick. Their rotation's sick. So if you're Bryce, he's really the linchpin, right? Bryce goes to the Phillies, he gives the Phillies the edge. He goes to Washington, Washington's got the edge. If he goes to Washington, they're the favorite, and the Phillies are fighting out with Atlanta.
And could lose.
Yeah.
Because Atlanta's still a good ball club.
Yes. Oh, those two kids they brought up. Wow. Last year.
And they still got Freeman. Freeman's one of my favorite players because he's like the only lefty that can still hit it to all fields.
Yeah, he's good. No, he's a good baseball player. He's a good ball player. He really is. Wow. I forgot about Dozier. Dozier
a lot rides on this, man.
Dozier changes things. Like that's a good signing. And Rendon. Trey Turner's a good ball. He's another one. He's a good leadoff hitter.
Zimmerman's only problem is he's always banged up.
Yeah. And Rendon gets hurt a lot, too. They need Harper.
There's a lot that rides on this, man. They don't get Harper. All of a sudden, we're talking about a third place team that's competing for second.
Yeah, yeah. It's fair. Stan and Broomall, my man Stan, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's going on, Ant?
Stanley.
Listen, man, I don't know. I'm not going to tell you to relax because to each his own. You know, I'm not that person that tells people to relax.
I trust you.
So the way my perception is, I look at Brett and I ask myself, has he been transparent throughout the years that he's been here? When guys are, hurt or not coming back or whatever, what has he said in the past that has made me think about it and say, dang, man, this is worse than it is? And I think back to all the guys that have been injured, including Joel. And I think about how he's always been forthright and saying basically like, this is something that we're definitely paying attention to and all that. Those little key words. So when I hear him speak about it and I hear him, not to say that he's being nonchalant or brushing it off, but when I hear the tone in his voice and the way he's speaking about it, the sense that I'm getting is that, hey, we went out and we acquired Jimmy Butler. We went out and acquired Tobias Harris. Last year, Joel gets hurt with a freak injury and misses a handful of games to close out the season. We go on that run. Obviously, it's a different team, different season. I'm not going to say they're going to do the same thing. But I got to feel like they look at it like this. We should have enough that Embiid should be able to rest. So even if he is having a sore knee, we can just let him rest and we'll have enough firepower to hold him. If we can't hold the boat for a week, or, for three or four games.
I hope it's a week. See,
that's a problem.
But here's the thing. I hope it's a week, Stan. But we've seen before where, and you just referenced it last year, where it wasn't a week. Right? I've been around, we've seen this medical staff underplay injuries.
Right. But I don't know. I'm just saying,
So you're reading into Brett's tone and Brett's going, move along.
I'm just not as worried about it in person. And then people call, listen, if you're talking about him playing an all-star game, that part right there, I can get with you. I would say that, you know, listen, man, you go out there, you start, you jump the ball. Okay, first break, you out. That's it. You're done. You get what I'm saying? I get that. But when I hear people talk about him being on stage and partying, I really look at them like, dog, shut up. Because Shaq was putting out albums and doing stuff with Biggie Smalls and all this and living his life when he was 25 and doing this. It's
basketball.
I'm not talking about the guy. You know what I mean? Unless he's doing something detrimental to
I think,
like,
what he was talking about was not being able to play. Like, I'm with you. Like, you heard, you don't understand my answer. Like, I appreciate what I love about Embiid. Embiid's the same kid that is young guy that gets out of his car and goes and shoots him up at the playground.
Randomly. Just drives by.
I love that about him. I love the fact that he wants to go to a soccer game and he wants to go to a Super Bowl. I think that's cool. Like, if I were him, I would do the same thing. Go see the world, you know?
And that's what I'm saying. I feel like people, I think they jump the gun and they try to connect the wrong dots. I don't have a problem with you connecting dots when it comes to him playing in the All-Star game and then not.
My only beef is, like, with Brett. It's like, dude, don't tell me not to connect dots when, you know, he was questionable 7 times.
Right. Going back to Brett, and a lot of times you had issues with front office. I mean, just front office in general, especially under the Colangelo regime. You know, how everything was just, what is going on? You didn't know what was happening. It even sounded like Brett at times didn't know what was happening because of how under wraps they tried to keep everything or misdirection. But it seems like with the guys that we have now, you know, I'm looking at Elton Brand and I'm listening to his press conferences, and when he's talking about, you know, hey Magic, no, I said no. Like that, you know, Brian Colangelo would be like, oh, we're going to have more
discussions. No, I understand. I feel you, bro. I got to run. I feel you, man. I do. I feel you. Let's take a quick TO. We'll come back and really quick, and we'll get more to it. We'll get into it. I think that, and there's something very interesting about the number 350 that we got to tie in. Nat, take it.
Yes, hello.
How are you? Good?
Good. How are you?
You survived the snow yesterday?
I did.
All right, good.
Made it home in one piece.
All right, good. That's good. Did you have a little snow fun?
I did, actually.
You went out? Good.
For a little bit, I had some tacos and a little margarita.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Where'd you go?
Locopez.
Terrific.
Yes.
Oh, very cool.
Mm-hmm.
We did a little new wave.
Oh, nice. Oh, wait. Were you out with everybody yesterday?
Yes, the bro.
See, when you work afternoons, you miss all the fun stuff that happens during the day.
Yeah, the bro is. It's good to see the bro. You know, I mean, the bro, it's my boy. So
I know.
Beers.
Oh, I'm glad you guys got to hang out.
Yeah, it was good. Take it away, my dear.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
All right, Andrew, here you go. You ready? Scott Boras. This comes from my man VG. Scott Boras was the first agent to negotiate contracts in excess of $50 million, of $100 million, of $200 million. Machado with Lanzano, Dan Lanzano is his agent. Lozano beat him to 300. So you know that he's got to go to 350.
Or. Would it surprise you?
No, it would not. It would not.
I mean, Buster Olney said on his podcast the other day that he wouldn't be surprised if it started with the number 4.
400? They can't go 400 million.
Why not?
I
stupid money.
I hear you.
They got it.
All right, so I'll ask you a question. Here's a trivia question for you. Who was the contract that Boras negotiated to eclipse 50 million? So it happened in 1997, 5 years, 57.5 million to this pitcher.
to a pitcher. 97?
Yes.
This must have been his first extension. So he pitched into the 2000s.
Who is it?
Clemens?
No. Right? You know, I mean, you're in the time frame. His name came up. You love him.
Well, it's not Jamie Moyer.
No, his name came up, though, recently during the show. You love him.
What team?
National League.
National League?
I give you the team, you'll get him.
Yeah.
NL East.
NL East. It's not Maddox.
Yes, is Greg it? Maddox.
Okay.
All right, one more real quick. 1998, Scott Boras got this pitcher $100 million. 7 years, $105 million.
That's a middle finger to Maddox. I got you 57, but I got this guy over 100.
In 1998, Dodger. Oh, come on. Bust. And he was a prickly guy. Drop the LY. Come on, Dodger.
Dodgers?
Yes.
How long did he last in LA?
The contract got thrown around. It's a big contract. It's why guys that never wanted to go 7 years for a pitcher.
Where did he go after LA?
KB is his initials. Dodgers. KB.
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 KB?
Dodger. You don't know?
As in boy?
Yes.
I'm out.
B is in Brown. Kevin Brown.
Oh, Kevin Brown.
Remember that?
Oh, my God. He was a bust.
7 years, 105, Kevin Brown got. Then A-Rod in 2000 got the 10-year 252. How about A-Rod current contract, 10 years, 275? Oh, my Lord.
How about Maddox? He gets 57.
Yeah.
And Kevin, Hall of Fame pitcher.
And Kevin Brown gets 107.
The following year.
105 million. 7 years, 105 million. That's crazy. Crazy. All right, let's go to Mark in South Philly. Mark, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. We say Marky.
Yeah, I got some good news for you. My wife's florist cousin drives a Brinks truck. He's currently on his way down to Florida. He's got Joshua Harris shotgun.
They're going to
taking Bryce Harper money down the Clearwater so they can change the narrative on Sports Talk Radio today.
I like it.
Yeah.
That's good news.
And also good news is with Cork Miles' meniscus, we don't have to worry about the continuity the team's thrown off with all those first quarter minutes.
Yeah, I did think it's funny. Wasn't that the first thing, Mark, you thought about when you heard
yep.
Cork Miles was out indefinitely?
Yeah, well, we knew he wasn't going to get re-signed anyway, so I don't feel too bad for him. It's not like it's not a contract killer for him. But anyway, just one quick thing. I know everybody wants to see Brett Brown here, and that's fine. I mean, he's not a very. I don't know if it's because he's too honest or he doesn't know how to totally play the PR game all the time, but why isn't Elton Brown more out front? Because he's definitely proved the last few weeks that he can talk.
Elton's a perfect guy, yeah. But I thought you'd think this is it. Like, to me, this is a coaching deal.
Yeah, but okay. But maybe it's, you're talking about a superstar. You're talking about somebody that's going to, in theory, outlast the coach. And guy like Elton Brand, I mean, he's right now he's the best young GM out there. I feel like he should be able to, I don't know, wield it around in there a little bit and be like, all right, whether it be telling Embiid he can't go to the All-Star game or be him saying to the press, I got this. My coach is going to focus on learning how to do substitutions and not worrying about talking to you guys about Joel Embiid and his.
But I think it falls under his job, honestly, Marky.
Yeah,
I do. I think it falls under Brett. I mean, so just you're the coach. The GM doesn't answer questions about the health of a player. I mean, long term is one thing, but like your day to day, that's your coach. Your coach is like, you know, this is where, hey, where's Joe, coach?
Right.
I mean, that's what that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I don't know. I hear you, but I also feel like, you know, that at some point here, if I feel like Brown is still pretending like he's still the GM there, you know, because he did go through that period. I just, the PR stuff's not good.
No, I know, bro. I hear you. But I honestly, trust me on this. I really don't think that, don't read into anything like, you know, Brett thinks he's this or that. That it's under, it falls under his jurisdiction. Right? Like the injury of a player, that's where your coach comes in. If you think about it, you know, Howie Roseman's not talking about, you know, Jason Peters' injury. Unless it somehow impacts big picture prior to draft or whatever. But that's, you know, that falls under the coach. Jason in Lancaster, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jace, what do you say, buddy?
How's it going, Ed?
Good.
Good. Hey, I caught in yesterday's morning show, and I really wanted to get their perspective. I guess it ran me up into the commercial. So after I make a couple points, if you don't mind, like, give me your perspective, I'd definitely appreciate it. But going back to Bryce Harper, like when you really look at the depth of the Phillies farm system, you know, three of their top six, you know, guys in the farm system right now are outfielders. And then they're loaded essentially right now. Their depth is in the outfield right now, currently in the major leagues, you know, on the big club. So when I think about going all in on Harper, what I think it allows them to do ultimately, because I don't think going in on Harper precludes them from moving forward and trying to get Trout, whether that's, you know, this summer, next summer, or 2 years from now. Like, it allows you to go all in because you have such a surplus of outfielders in your farm system and on the current roster. So, like, to me, it only makes sense to, like, give him the 350 if that's what it's going to take, because you give him the 350, all of a sudden you have all of these guys that you can bangle to bring in a Trout and replenish the system out in L.A. for the Angels. And now you're talking about creating a dynasty, you know, and, like, I just don't think, like, And maybe that's the conversation that's happening, you know, amongst the, you know, the front office.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's why, look, the Phillies are beyond prospect time, right?
Exactly.
The reason why you have prospects are so that you can sustain a run, right? Mm-hmm. And yeah, unless they're the kids of wonderkind that you bring up, usually a pitcher type of thing. But, I mean, look what they did during the run of 06, 07, 08 through 11.
Yeah.
All those prospects, Jason Donald, remember him, Kyle Drabeck, they turned those guys into Cliff Lee and Doc Holliday.
And that's the difference, is that this time it's the outfield depth, right? And, like, what's important about it is that Bryce Harper is 26 years old, so either way he's getting a 10-year deal. When Trout is available at 28,
here's my question
old,
to you,
he's
though.
Getting a 10-year deal.
Chase, but here's my question. So we all agree, and I think the Phillies agree with you too. Why isn't he signing his deal?
I think it's ultimately the Phillies are bidding against themselves, and I think everyone knows that. And I just think that right now Boris is going to do whatever it takes to get the most money he can get for his client, and I don't fault him for that. I mean, we're talking about billionaires, you know, complaining over hundreds of millions. Like, I get it, but it's relative, right? And, like, when I think about, like, Middleton, like, he wants to, like, this cements his legacy.
Sure does. That's exactly right. That's a good call. That's why he wants him. Look, I mean, the idea of the money where we all go, it was $350, my God. You know, when we were Blanton, somebody brought up the four number. Four. And we were Blanton. Four! But it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter. Whether it's 300 or 400, to us, it's just about the player. Because ultimately, they have enough to have pieces everywhere. They're still, if they sign Harper, they're still going to go get it on the pitcher. They have to. Like, you don't come yay far. You're going to go all in. It's like and that's what scares me about Washington. Because Washington's already at the precipice, right? And they're going, you know, their ownership's mulling this whole thing over. Wow, look at this. Scherzer, Strasburg, Corbin. Look at this lineup. If we just go the extra mile, and granted, it's a lot, But does that, is it possible that we lose?
Right? They run away with the division.
I mean, look, if you're going to get those players, if you have assembled this roster and you have those three pitchers, even no matter what Strasburg is right now, you got those three pitchers. I mean, if I'm them, you stretch the budget out and you go, I'm going to go all in, and everything else was a failure before that. Let me go try to win. Yeah, and that's what worries me right now as to why the deal isn't done. Because clearly the Phillies will go as high as you want.
And then they could try to sell to Harper, hey, listen, we get to the playoffs, we go down to a three-man rotation, and every start is either Strasburg or Scherzer or Corbin in the playoffs, and you're in this lineup. And if he is loyal to D.C., is loyal to that Nationals, the fan base, the organization,
yeah,
and he can do a 10-year deal in 3 years, that'd be tough to say no to if you're Bryce Harper.
Yeah, I know. That's therein lies what worries me.
Because we don't see a drop-off in Harper's career in the next 3 years.
No.
So that 10-year deal will be there.
Yes. So that's what scares me, this whole holdup. But it's funny because everybody, Phillies are the one with money. You're the only one that's got an opportunity to go spend real money on Bryce Harper. Sixers Heat tonight. Here's the schedule. We got Heat tonight. Now we got Portland Saturday. Now, without Joe, it's a tough matchup because of Nurkic. However, it's a 1 o'clock start. It's an early start. And Portland will be on its second game of an Eastern swing. So there is something, it's a 10 o'clock start Pacific time.
There's your sports science.
Right. So you can hope that. Then they go at New Orleans. Then they're at OKC. Is Joe going to miss a chance at Westbrook?
He can't. I love Russell Westbrook individually outside of the Sixers is probably my favorite player in the NBA.
Yeah, I love him
too. My favorite player to watch.
I wouldn't want him on my team.
No, you're right. I would not want him on my team unless you're an eighth seed and you need something fun to watch, and that would be Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
And you have no chance of winning. But with the way that he plays against the Sixers, even though he is my favorite player outside of Philadelphia, I still find a way to hate him when they're playing against the Sixers because there's all that smack talk going back and forth.
Without a doubt.
And he was soft last time they faced each other.
Dude, the best was at the All-Star game. Because, Joe was cool about it. He was like, you All-Star game, whatever. Not worried about that nonsense. That's what Joe said.
He said, I still hate him.
And Westbrook goes, next question, champ. He was asked about Embiid, and he goes, next question, champ. He threw a champ out. That's great. Then you got Golden State. That's the Monstars game. With Tobias.
You beat him last time, but they didn't have Clay.
Yeah, you didn't have Tobias.
All right.
It's going to be fun. It's selfishly why I wanted Joe to be playing here is that you could see them, matching up against these teams. Let them come together. Let them integrate. You know how important chemistry is. And that's why I want to see, I want to see Joe on the floor in these games. Dennis schedule gets pretty light. Well, you got Orlando at Chicago. Then you go at Houston. Then Indiana. Remember, Noel Oladipo. You got Cleveland. All at home. Indiana, Cleveland, Sacramento. And then March 17th, Sunday. That's a 3:30.
I love the 3:30 tip.
ABC.
I know you love an 8 o'clock tip. A 3:30 tip on a Sunday.
Well, that's beautiful. Listen, I like 3:30 NBA because that takes me back.
Excuse to get to the bar at 3 o'clock to watch the game.
Now, is that the first weekend of the tournament? The 17th? You sure? The 17th is Selection Sunday? That's late. Really? Huh. That's okay. So it's the same. So 3:30, Sixers Bucks. Wow, yo, Tyrone.
The first four are March 19th.
March 19th. Wow, that is late. That's good schedule recall by you, Tyrone. That you know, select, because that's a big deal for me, Selection Sunday. And St. Patrick's Day is what, the 17th? See, I was such a loser. I used to go to spring training all the time when I was at the other station, and they would send us down to spring training. And it was always during St. Patrick's Day, which is awesome down there. Like, I was telling Matt, right? Like, that's going down there.
I can't wait.
Yeah, you're going to have a blast. Great time. But the tournament was always on. And I would be... a couple times, I admit to being a loser. I would grab a six-pack and go in my room, open the sliding door, and watch the games. So it's like a beautiful, after the game, going down. And I would not go out. I actually, on a couple occasions, sat in and watched the tournament with a six-pack.
I don't think you'd be the only one to do that, though.
No, but you got to go out, right, Nat?
Yeah.
Like, that's a violation on myself.
Yes.
You can't sit in the hotel room by yourself.
No, not in beautiful Clearwater.
I know. I do the show and then be at the ballpark, go back to the hotel, it's on the beach, and I would sit there with a six-pack in my room in the sink and watch the tournament.
With the ice from the machine down the hall?
Yes, and I would have the sliding door open, because I love the rustle of the ocean. And
the palm trees.
And you get the cool, the ocean breeze come in. So, you have that. So I'm like, while everybody else is out partying at the bars, I was in my room watching the tournament. That's weak. That, you won't be doing that.
No, I will not.
You'll be having a great time. All right, let me talk about the uncles. The uncles, they wouldn't do that either. Uncle Greg and Uncle Paul, they like to party. You can find them. They'd be on the beach. Especially Uncle Greg with his tan. He's got the tan. It's the tan that even the Gabe noticed. Listen, when I tell you about Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, I'm telling you about the best. All right? And right now, you can save thousands on your favorite winter-ready Jeep 4x4s and Ram trucks. At Family, you choose. You can drive home a new Jeep or a Ram truck for just $159 down or $159 a month. It is your choice. Only at Family, you'll get oil changes, state inspection, and a loaner car at no charge. And at Family, your buying experience is always fun, fast, and friendly. The best service after the sale, because of the uncles. The uncles make it that way. Come on down to Philadelphia's original Jeep dealer. Family owned and operated for three generations. Uncle Paul, Uncle Greg, Uncle Greg's been there for three generations. His father was in the business. At storing Ram Truck Month, who goes at Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you know. Your family at the Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall, online anytime. FamilyAutos.com. See the uncles for details.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
.12:52. Don't forget Monkey Miss coming up at 2 o'clock. Bring the Heat line comes up at 1. We'll check on that. And don't forget to join me tonight, 6 to 7, live from the Sportsbook Park Casino, Street Road, Ben Salem. Bet with the best Sportsbook Park Casino, Pennsylvania's number one casino. And as we hang out here, waiting for Harper, waiting for the Sixers tonight, really looking forward to that. Really, really looking forward to that tonight. I'm just glad they're back. What's the poll of the day, Andrew? The poll of the day is brought to you by Roofing Nation. Get a brand new roof for as low as $7,900 plus free gutters. Call Roofing Nation today, 833-4-NATION, or visit roofingnation.com.
I don't like these results. the question, how does the news of Joel Embiid being out at least a week just after the All-Star break make you feel? Three options: annoyed, it happens, and angry. Annoyed, 50% of the vote. Angry, 12% of the vote. 38% of the vote says, eh, it happens.
Well,
those are the relaxed people.
Godspeed.
Those are the relaxed people.
I know. Godspeed to the relaxed people.
How can 38% of the people voting, we got almost 3,000 votes saying, ah, relax, it happens.
I know, but you know what? Godspeed to them, because we're insane. You know that. Listen, it'd be better for my health if I didn't.
You're right.
If I didn't get crazy. I'm getting crazy. I gotta go see Dr. Mike after the show.
I'm already thinking about tonight's game. I'm like, I can't wait. I'm with you. I can't wait that they're coming back. I'm so excited.
I know. I'm excited for
Tobias.
But
it's such a huge buzzkill that this...
Dude, yes.
Who's doing the opening tip?
No, I know.
Is it Boban? Is it Amir? Is it Bolden?
I know. Here's the thing. Do you agree with this? We are going to overlove Boban.
We already are.
Yeah, I think so, too. You know, no disrespect to the Boban, but... He's already overloved.
As soon as he gets the ball in his hand,
people love him.
People are already cheering.
Yeah. I think
it's more so of the show that comes with Boban because of how tall he is.
No. That's completely it. But we overlove the Boban already.
Just wait. TJ throws a lob to Boban. Place is going to erupt.
Like, Boban's getting more love than Tobias. Tobias, I'm so interested to see how he does. How Tobias does. Because he's the key to this thing.
He has that takeover effect.
Yes.
He can do it.
Yes.
I forget which, it was against the Lakers. That first quarter, all of a sudden he got the ball about 3-4 times in a row and he scored on each possession they had. He has the ability to do that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to enlist you as my assistant coach. I'm going to be coaching baseball again.
Okay.
All right.
Tried to be a coach last year.
You did?
Yeah. Missed the interview.
You did?
I got lost. Couldn't find the school.
No way.
They changed their address.
Really?
I couldn't find it.
The only thing is, it's little guys, it's modified coach pitch.
Oh, that's all right.
It's my man, my little Moss. He can
do it. Or can be running laps.
He can rake.
All right.
All right.
Bring me on board.
I'm going to bring... Listen, you're my first selection.
Oh, my Coach Sal? What am I?
No, you're my... Listen, you're going to be my first... choice. You know, Charlie had a bench coach. You're going to be my bench coach.
Yeah, but what do the kids call me? Coach Sal? Coach Drew?
Coach Sal?
Coach Sal Chunas?
Coach Sal's good. It's good. You want to help out? You'd be good. I'm telling you, you'd be good with kids. Plus baseball. You're a great baseball man.
Yes.
You have my baseball respect.
I'll train these kids.
Even though you didn't get Kevin Brown. I thought for sure you get Kevin Brown.
I eliminate him from the mind.
my sister goes, I thought Mia, my niece, was your assistant. I'm like, she is. She's on the coaching staff. She's already thinking you're edging out my niece. Look at this. Let me go to Sheila is on the line. One of my favorite callers, Sheila from Overbrook.
How you doing, Ann?
What's up, my girl?
The Sixers? I'm part of that 38%. I'm not worried at all. And I want you to hear something real quick.
Sure.
Enough. This is a quote. Enough. Enough of this moaning and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Enough with the assumption that the Eagles can't advance into the playoffs, that they can't reach and win a Super Bowl. When the Eagles fully reassemble on Wednesday, they should be 52 angry men, well, 52 plus a coaching staff and a front office that will be able to deal with the next 2 days of diminishment and disrespect. But the past days have been diminishment and disrespect. That's what I expect from the Sixers. That's what I expect from the Sixers. And that's a proud
awesome.
That's a Marcus Hayes. I'm old school. I save hard copies. Like I buy.
I love that.
I have a trunk, literally a trunk full of just hard copies of everybody from, of course, AI is the majority of it, but I got Lindros in there. I got, your name, I got it all in there. But, yeah, that's an article from the Daily News, Tuesday, December the 2nd and the December 12th, I'm sorry. And
right after Carson got hurt.
Right after, yeah. And on the back page, you see the fan is, I mean, crying. This guy has his hands down and he is crying.
Was it me?
And Marcus. yeah, it was you. Oh, yeah, yeah. And Marcus Hayes, the name of the article went something like, wipe those tears. That's what he said, wipe those tears. So what I'm going to need Brett Brown to do is to channel his best Popovich. That's who he came from, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I want him to channel his best Popovich and get out there and do what we need him to do. And then, like the front cover says on the upcoming Sports Illustrated, was it say, Ann, on the new Sports Illustrated, process this.
Yeah, process this.
Process this. Because we coming to play ball.
This.
Period. Next man up.
Yeah, I hear you. You know what? I don't think it's... You know, like, I don't even misunderstand where I'm at. Like, this isn't like a Carson thing for me. I just think this time is an important time for them all to play together for the playoffs, right? Like, you need that chemistry of that group together, which I think is paramount for the playoffs.
So no, you're 100%, you know. 100% right. Yeah, but look, Carson's injury happened, what, December 10th?
Yeah,
that was a crucial time. And I know two different sports and two different, I get it, but that same mentality, we have enough talent right now on the Sixers to do what we need to do until JoJo gets himself together.
Yeah.
I'm okay with JoJo being JoJo. I am.
I love the kid. I do. I love it. I wish that if they knew his knee was sore, not to play in the All-Star.
Yeah, true.
But, you know, like, it is what it is. I just need him, like, I need him right, and I need those guys to play, because they need to fit, like, they need to integrate Tobias and Jimmy, because Jimmy never really got fully integrated.
Right.
And now you got Tobias, so I just want those guys to get enough time together to play, because Sheila, this thing is special. I think this thing could be really, really special.
Oh, it is. It is. I'm going down next month. Me and my son got tickets for the next
nice.
Game. Yeah.
Nice.
We figured this is when this is before we got all the pieces. So we figured they would be able to beat the Nets. So we got tickets for that game. But yeah, this is going to happen. Look, and last season, the Eagles went and picked up, what, Joe and Billy and Bob from somewhere and put a team together. And look how far they went. So I don't see why they can't, you know,
I'm not going overboard with the playoff piece of it.
I know
just
that.
Just right now, you know. How about that Sports Illustrated cover? It's a great cover. Stinking jinx, but it's a great cover.
Yeah. Great cover. Did you see your boy? Did you see your boy at the All-Star game suited up with a fedora on?
No.
Yeah, he had the green, go online and check it out. Go to YouTube it or something. Yeah, he had the green suit on with the designer. He had a
really?
T-shirt on, but it was designer, yeah, with the matching fedora, yeah.
I love the fedora.
Yeah.
That's a great look.
Yeah, he had a suit on. Yeah, he did suit AI style.
I can't believe, well, you figure the T, he probably looked cool with the T-shirt underneath it.
With the T.
Yeah, I think he looked, that AI with fedora.
Yeah.
It's cool. That's got to be. I got to look at that. I didn't see it.
Yeah. I love you, Aunt.
I love you, Sheila. Take care,
right.
Baby. Wow. Did you see the AI with the fedora?
At the All-Star game?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it.
I missed it.
Oh, yeah, the fedora man. And of course, he had the big chains on around the neck.
I got to Google that.
That's
right
an AI
now.
Staple.
Yeah, but the fedora. AI never had the fedora before.
He rocked the fedora.
Did you ever see him with a fedora before?
No, not before that.
Yeah. And the green suit?
I love the green suit. You know who else is a fedoras man?
Who?
Gabe Kapler.
Is he really?
I think he just physically is presenting beautifully right now.
I got to get that picture of the All-Star game. I only see him with the suit. Here's a great picture. AI. It's like an old picture. He's sitting next to Shaq. And Shaq's all suited up with the fedora, right? And AI's got the white T-shirt.
Shaq's towering
like,
over
this
him.
This is a young AI. He's got the white T-shirt with the Yankee cap askew. That's great.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.